This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 152 in a series of 260 programs dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used with the great Franklin Simmons, so we call it simply Where Fitz Left Off. Today, more from the summer edition of the UNC Journalist, commenting on fact or fiction. I mentioned yesterday that I had discovered that Jane Rouse was a graduate of the University of North Carolina School of Journalism, and that she had spotted an article written by Jenny Cook, which she thought might be of interest to me. An editor's note says that Jenny Cook is a senior in the electronic communication sequence, whatever that means, from Statesville, and is a full-time producer at WRAL-TV Channel 5 in Raleigh. The article entitled Fact or Fiction is actually a review of the new movie Up Close and Personal. It's a vehicle to star Robert Redford and Michelle Pfeiffer, and as Ms. Cook points out, the original idea for Up Close and Personal was the life of television anchor and reporter Jessica Savage. She points out that one of the truthful elements of Savage's story the movie retains is Pfeiffer's move to Philadelphia and her struggle to become a creditable reporter. Jane felt this review might be of interest because of the Hendersonville connection with Jessica Savage, which was covered in an article written for the Times News October 16, 1988, by my friend James Woldridge, staff writer. When I read Ms. Cook's review in the UNC Journalist publication and her reference to yet another takeoff on the life of Jessica Savage, I couldn't help but wonder just how many times are they going to resurrect and rebury this attractive yet tragic NBC television news anchor. First, Jessica wrote her own book, Autobiography of an Anchor Woman. And then shortly following her death, when she and a companion, Martin Fishbein, died when blinded by rain and fog, their car simply drove through a parking lot at a restaurant chez Odette into a drain ditch of the Delaware Canal system, and both of them drowned. That was on October 3rd, 1983. Jessica was only 36 then. And Gwenda Blair then wrote the book Almost Golden, Jessica Savage and the Selling of Television News. This book was made into a movie with the same title, Almost Golden. Celia Ward played the role of Jessica, and Ron Silver played Ron Kershaw, who was raised in Hendersonville. This movie was shown on PBS on TV September 4th, 1995, less than a year ago, and was followed immediately by a much superior depiction of the relationship with a documentary intimate portrait. Ron Kershaw died almost 5 years later, July 3, 1988, after an extended bout with cancer. After his death, another book was written of the Savage-Kershaw relationship by Alana Nash. This book was titled Golden Girl, The Story of Jessica Savage. The name Golden Girl had been pinned onto Jessica in a 1979 edition of Newsweek magazine. In James Woldrich's review with excerpts from the Nash book, he quotes, Jessica's longtime boyfriend, the most influential and important man in her life, was Ron Kershaw, a brilliant TV news director who grew up in Hendersonville. Mr. Kershaw died this past July at the age of 44 of cancer, Woldrich wrote, and continued quoting in the Times News, Mrs. Nash as saying, In August, I visited his grave in Hendersonville at the Kings Grove Cemetery, and in fact stopped at the newspaper to ask directions. Alas, she said, my book identifies Ron as being from Asheville. That's all he would tell me. He was very secretive in many ways, but I have now sent a correction to the publisher for future editions. Mr. Kershaw is an integral part of this book, and he appears in it throughout. Ron Kershaw grew up here. He attended Dana School, served in the Air Force before taking a job with the Washington Post. From there, he moved to KTRK, Houston, Texas, and it was there he and Jessica first met. She was working with KHOQ, CBS in Houston. Kershaw had moved to Houston in hopes of reconciliation with his first wife and reuniting with his two children. Ron, from his first days in the TV newsroom at KTRK, fell in love with the media, and there is no doubt that Jessica and Ron's commonality of interest in television stoked the fires of their love-hate relationship that obsessed the two of them for the rest of their lives. I would certainly not try to rehash Jessica's glory days with KYW Philadelphia or the year she spent with NBC. nor Ron's challenges and successes with news operations in Baltimore and New York, including heading up the ABC weekend news operation and then serving as news director of WBBM Chicago CBS until he died in 1988. Who knows what medicines and in what quantity Jess was taking in the months before she died in the accident. It's no secret that Ron would become totally obsessed by his work and that the relationship was a model of bittersweet. Robert Redford and Michelle Pfeiffer in Up Close and Personal will differ from the earlier stories, but as Jenny Cook writes in her review, as is often the case with TV studios, a filmmaker's primary goal must be to uphold entertainment value and bring in a large viewing audience. Up Close and Personal does a better job of enticing the audience with a sensational newsroom romance than it does of maintaining an accurate portrayal of TV news, end quote. So the bottom line is, though the plot may differ slightly, we still have another version of the would-be golden girl, Jessica Savage and Ron Kershaw. Known personally by the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.